This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Second hour, hour number two, Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. And, well, you know who this portion of the show is by. Let me just introduce him. Joining us again, because it is the world according to Second Call Defense, is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's a great day.
Well, does that mean, I know you've been busy today. Is it a great day because there's only two more days of Obama's presidency? Or, I mean, what's happening?
That it's a great day because Obama's out the door. Hopefully he doesn't open up all the prison doors. And it's a great day because America is that much closer to Donald Trump. And I truly believe that this is the revolution we've been waiting for.
I wonder if, you know, we were going to hook up in Las Vegas, and then we didn't hook up in Las Vegas. You didn't go. I didn't go. Do you think at SHOT Show there will be like a Friday morning, there will be like a minute of absolute pandelirium and celebration?
I have a feeling being at SHOT at PASS, there will be booths with TVs, and during the swearing-in, I'm pretty sure almost everything is going to stop. And what probably was mixed emotions, because don't forget of all the OEM gun manufacturers there that have been busy. 27 million firearms sold last year in America. 18 months in a row we got records. So it's almost sad to see him go, but I'm glad he's out the door. In fact, you know, I would have paid his bus fare if he was going to leave D.C.
You are indeed a generous man. Yeah. So you're yeah. you've been doing a bunch of administrative things and everything regarding what's coming up. Anything that we need to discuss, or is that for a later date?
Well, you know, you and I need to discuss a few things about where we're going and how we're going to make this better and what's happening with you and Emily and everybody else involved in Second Call Defense. Bigger, better, badder, and everybody listening, if you're a member, you know, you'll know it's the best when you get involved, but I'm looking forward to proving to everybody that it's the best, and we're short of doing that. And also, because 23rd, probably Monday, NRA voting ballots are going to start hitting our mailboxes, I want to thank you for your endorsement. That meant a lot to me because there's a lot of people that listen to you and don't know me. And because of that, you know, I'm going to get their support from you, so I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm not being humbled. You know, Dick Heller, again, I get Dick Heller from Heller versus Washington, D.C.'s endorsement. Your Partners in Crime, MLN endorsement, and so many more people. Keith Calligno and what he's done, the endorsement's not on my webpage yet. But when you read an endorsement from somebody that is so humbling that you're less speechless, then you realize that maybe that's why we do it, to make sure that the ones who think like me and who think like you appreciate the fact that we still have the right to keep and bear arms. And so I want to start off by thanking you and reminding everybody that I'm on the ballot. Vote for Sean Maloney. His ballot starts hitting January 23rd, and they'll hit your mailboxes anytime for the next 2 weeks. So as soon as you get it, circle my name, circle the dot, put it in the mailbox to get it sent out. I'd appreciate it. And once again, Bill, thanks for all your help.
Also, for all of you tactical pipe-hitting types out there, Soldier of Fortune has endorsed Sean. I mean, that's for getting the pipe-hitting endorsement is always a good one.
Yeah, you know, that's a good one. And I'm sorry I missed it. My webpage, Maloney for NRA, has all my endorsements on there, and they're still coming. Right now, Buckeye Firearms, their endorsement is out. Jim Irvine, Dean Reek, their endorsements are out. So, you know, and they're continuing to hit. And now that voting is starting to happen, the endorsements, you know, are more readily available, and they're coming out really at breakneck speed. So my campaign manager, so to speak, is getting them all on the website as soon as it can be done. But again, it can't be done without the people that are listening to me right now. I do this for one reason. I do it because I passionately believe in our right to keep and bear arms, and that's the beginning and end of this great experiment in democracy that we are conducting in America. And I think if you look at what's happened during the past year in the election and what we faced, it's a great thing and a damn great thing that we have the right to keep and bear arms. If you look at the fact that, you know what, in the confirmation hearings, they're asking somebody, well, do you believe there should be guns in the school? Well, hell yeah. That's what FATS is all about, folks. The only thing that stops a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun. In the hands of the English teacher, the principal, and the janitor, it doesn't matter. There are kids. So that's why I appreciate Buckeye Firearms Association's endorsement also. And, you know, things are going to get better, but remember, we still have to guide and we still have to direct our politicians in the way we want them to go. Not that they're handicapped in any way, but at times their memories need a little jogging.
Yeah. I'm watching some of this stuff. I mean, the Democrats are having a couple of adjustment issues, and I'm getting the impression, especially with some of the stuff that they do, that, you know, I've kind of been thinking, well, maybe this armed, this armed stuff that I've been thinking country might fall into, maybe that's been held back. But I don't know about the Democrats. I don't think they can control themselves.
No, by no means. They are slobbering all over themselves right now. They don't know what to do. But you know what they know they can do? They can attack. They can attack with lies, with baseless logic. And you know who they hate the most right now? It's you and I, the NRA, anybody, the Second Amendment Foundation, anybody who supports our right to keep and bear arms, because we're the villain. And we're easy to be the villains, and so we can never rest, unfortunately. We always have to be ready for what's going to come next. But you're right. The Democrats are unorganized. They're trying to lick their wounds. They're like chickens walking around in the barnyard with a leader right now. And so all they're going to do is they're going to fight back. And the easiest way to fight back is to attack without the facts and with lies, because they're used to doing that. And we have to be ready for that. And it's the first step is a phone call. If that's what it takes, it's a phone call.
Now, we're coming up on the first break, but I want to just so you can gear your head towards this. I want to talk about the Hudson bill. And let's just do a couple of hypotheticals, because we're on a boat, a decent boat with a decent set of paddles, but we're paddling in uncharted water. And I want you to suspend your disbelief and reach out with your mind and with your experience. And I want to talk about the Hudson bill actually being passed. I think Senator Crapo, that's his name. I'm not making fun of it. He's put out his version of the National Reciprocity Bill in the U.S. Senate. So now we've got him in two places, and I want to talk about, in the next hour, what you would foresee should this bill get passed, what you would foresee as far as for second call defense, because then, wow, I mean, that's going to change, because of the way things are going to have to happen, that's going to change a lot of the dynamic out there for some of these states that, you know, currently they don't, they have permits, but unless you're running around with a sack full of diamonds, or you're the president of the Senate in New Jersey, nobody gets one. So you're about to be in a, besides running for the NRA board again, you're about to have some other stuff come up as far as second call defense. So I just want to do that hypothetical with you when we get back. Secondcalldefense.org. If you have a gun and it's for self-defense, you need to be a member. Whether you carry it on you every day, whether it's in your car, whether it's in your home, if you have a weapon and you have it for self-defense, you certainly need that card in your wallet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load, brought to you this hour by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Best advice I can give you. Joining me again from Second Call Defense, CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Now then, let's say the Hudson bill gets passed. Let's look at a couple of things that you're going to maybe have to face because you're going to be looking at a whole new crowd of people that might want to be members of Second Call Defense. Are you going to have to put more, do you already have people in New Jersey and New York and Maryland and Illinois?
You know, believe it or not, we have a significant amount of members in each one of those states. So we've already been servicing those areas, but obviously there'll be a greater number of people with the ability to carry. And one thing with the Hudson bill, it's going to allow us to carry in other states with concealed carry laws, which is 50 right now, all 50. But there's so many different laws and patchwork still in those states. You know, my question is, what's New York City in the SAFE Act? What's going to happen to that mess? I don't understand how anything could be more unconstitutional than what they've done in New York City. So it'll be interesting to see.
That would be my next question. What do you think is going to happen with these states that think that they have the moral high ground and they're going to claim states' rights and all this other stuff when all of a sudden their residents can get a non-resident permit from Utah and carry a gun in New York? How are they going to react?
And that's one of the big questions because you're going to have the states' rights. You're going to say people need to protect, you know, what the states' rights are. But I think there needs to be some quick litigation and things need to be brought to the forefront because that brings a number of other issues. Wait a minute. I can't go in New York City. I can go in upper New York State. I can go in the New York State border near, you know, Lake Erie, for instance. But, you know, I have friendly sheriffs there, but don't go near New York City. Don't go to Long Island, and don't you dare go to Manhattan. So this will be interesting. Those are certain hurdles. But the main thing is, Bill, is at least that's in place. At least the ability for us to carry in other states with national reciprocity is in place. Because you and I both know and your listeners know, when that happens, the law-abiding citizen, law-abiding gun owner, the concealed carry holder, we're the safest, most law-abiding segment of society. So as we move forward and we try to fight for better laws, for lesser restrictions, we point to who we are and what we've proven by our acts and deeds. And so I think overall, that's one of the best things that we do as gun owners is that, you know, we're the good guy with a gun.
What I'm waiting to see is somebody going to New York, somebody going to New Jersey, they find out they've got a gun. Somebody driving through Maryland, they run their tag, they find out they have a permit. I haven't seen anything in the Hudson bill, and maybe I haven't looked tight enough, and maybe you can tell me about it. I think that there needs to be a penalty if somebody violates that. Is there anything, any sort of penalty for any one of these local municipalities if they hook and book somebody for, you know, coming in with a Pennsylvania or an Ohio or a South Carolina permit, driving into their jurisdiction just because they think, well, you know, no guns here.
I agree with you 100%. I haven't read through the whole bill. I've seen the talking points. But you know what? I'm going to look at that tonight when I get off the phone because penalties are the most important thing that give any piece of legislation teeth. If you look at, you know, all the state laws and what the states are doing, when somebody violates state law, when a municipality or when Cleveland, for instance, bans guns in their parks against the law in the state of Ohio, well, the first lawsuit was, okay, we lost by Cleveland. The second lawsuit was, okay, we owe you $2 million in attorney's fees. Guess what? They don't violate anymore, so it's very important that there is a big something bigger than a slap on the wrist to make these municipalities throughout the United States say, you know what? I don't want that kind of beatdown.
Did Chicago actually have to cut a check for somebody's legal bills regarding some sort of a gun case? I've seen pictures of that check that supposedly Rahm Emanuel had to cut. Did that actually happen? Do you know?
I'm not sure 100%. I mean, I saw things on the internet, but it never went anything deeper than that. But
right.
It doesn't surprise me if they would have because I know there are laws in place in the state of Illinois that provide that will allow that to happen. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities. And so I think it's probably more likely than not. because you know Rahm Emanuel, he's not going to do what he's told anyhow because he's above the law. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that it is true because, again, that makes us all better and all safer as we're traveling with reciprocity now through Illinois.
I think whoever, I think we ought to try to draft some sort of a Republican to run against him and have that as part of his platform. Well, Rahm Emanuel cost us a whole bunch of money over gun rights, you know, because he lost.
Well, you know what people don't think of? There are so many concealed carry holders in Illinois. Actually, they are the number one state of people who have second call defense membership
really?
In Illinois. But it just, it's amazing. When Richard Pearson, from the Illinois Rifle and Pistol Club, when they did this, it took them years. It took them 20 years because in order for them to get the legislation passed, they had to replace a House and a Senate. They had to run their own people to get there to do it. And so, you know, that's what they did. And after they got that done, the people in Illinois, they embraced that. And they said, geez, we never thought it was going to happen. And they are very serious about their Second Amendment rights and their right to keep and bear arms and carry. So that's an uphill battle. So if you did run somebody, you'd have a lot more support than you can imagine because there are a lot of concealed carry holders. There are a lot of constitutionalists and Second Amendment advocates there, and they're growing numbers leaps and bounds because why in the world would you ever want to go into Chicago, anywhere in Chicago, without a firearm?
Yeah. I think the most recent mass killer that I know of that tried to be a mass killer got stopped in Chicago by an Uber driver with a permit.
I think you're right. And the police officer.
I don't know if he's still
an
Uber.
Last week or the week before.
I don't know if he's an Uber driver anymore, but, you know, Uber wants to. They want to be really hypocritical. They don't want you to be their employee. They don't want to have any benefits, and they don't own your car, but they're going to tell you what you can have in it when you're working.
Isn't that amazing? I wonder what they would do if I brought my Bible and my Uber.
I don't
know.
Is
that constitutional right any stronger than my Second Amendment right? It's not, but they can restrict that.
It's an equal thing. Coming up on the next break, secondcalldefense.org. Go there, join. That is the last tool in your self-defense toolkit, and it's the one that you cannot supply yourself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're closer to being ready. Joining us again from, I guess you're in the car, wherever you are, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney.
Yes, you're right. I'm in the car. And before I forget, I want to tell your listeners of an opportunity I have coming up to listen to me speak and get some education. The Great American Outdoor Show is coming up from February 4th to the 12th. And I'll be speaking there, two, sometimes three seminars a day. They're free. We're going to be learning about lethal force in the law, how to handle traffic stops, reciprocity, open carry. I'll be giving seminars in those areas, and they're always a great time, usually standing room only for my seminars. And once you get to the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the farm show, I forget how many acres indoors it is, but it's massive. And everything to do with hunting, camping, fishing, shooting, you name it's going to be there. And it truly is a great time. And that, Bill, that's part of what my phone call is for you. I think I can find a way to get you there with me, and we can at least have a little bit of fun together before we have to go back to work. And then, folks, if you guys are active on social media, do me a favor. Go to Sean Maloney NRA, my Facebook page, and like that page because it's getting up there. And I think someone tonight will push me over 5,000 likes. And that's important, I am told, by my campaign manager. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sean Maloney NRA. I sound like I know what I'm doing, right? And then that's why I have someone that does it for me. And then I want to tell you, Laura Carno at I Am Created Equal just endorsed me. I just got her endorsement also. She's an author. I think she and does it.
She was involved with
Tim Knight in the Colorado
the
recalls. So thank you, everybody.
Had her on the show before the new year. I had her on the show before Christmas because Faster is going to Colorado, and we talked about that. Right. So, yes, Lock and Load is familiar with Laura. So, you're just lining them up. Now just got to get the votes.
Yeah, I'm just trying. And the main thing is there's so many people that if you have a ballot in your NRA magazine or you get one in the mail, you are a voting member. Only the voting members get the ballot. Fill in the circle next to my name, put in the envelope it provides for you, and just put in the mailbox. Do it as soon as you get it because they start being thrown all over the house, and they use them for the litter box and whatnot. And I want your vote. You know, I'd be honored to have your vote. And every day I try to do something for your vote. Not that that's why I do what I do, but I could be more effective in what I do for gun rights in America and our right to keep and bear arms if I have a voice on the NRA board of directors.
Let me ask you a question. I've started to shift, although I'll have to be carrying back to 9mm for a little bit after tomorrow. Looking at the newest slant on terrorist attacks where they're using a vehicle as a ramming tool before they jump out and go stabby or shooty, I've started carrying a 10mm. Now, if I get out and the other day I was out and about and we had a bunch of the millennials with the safety pins on wanting to protest about bring all the Muslims here to the United States. And that was never really a problem. But given who they are and given the way they react to certain things, if they were to maybe go a little sideways and I draw that weapon and I pop somebody with a couple of, Underwood penetrators. Is that going to be a problem for you guys at the second call defense when they get out there and say, listen, your guy's clearly a frothing mad dog, isn't he?
Well, you know what? A lot of people that write the books say that's going to be a problem. And maybe 20 years ago or 30 years ago, when a prosecuting attorney could have snowed the jury who didn't really have any experience with firearms and he's practiced to be a trained killer. No, I practice to be accurate. I practice to make sure there is no collateral damage. And I use this round because it's the most effective round I can do to stop the threat. Because you know what, ladies and gentlemen? My client would never pull a firearm and would never use lethal force unless he was faced with death or serious bodily injury and harm. And obviously, based on the facts of this case, that's what mattered. It didn't matter if he used a hammer, a shovel, or his firearm. He was prepared to save his life and the life of his family. So there's a lot of arguments that you can use, and those don't really hold any water. A law-abiding citizen who uses lethal force and self-defense to protect his life, the life of a police officer being attacked now, the life of a family member, the life of strangers are being saved by concealed carry permit holders because we fought year after year after year and made sure we had the right to keep and bear arms in America. And folks, don't let that fight stop. This is the opportunity we have to take back everything that we've lost over the years, to take all those executive orders, put them in a 55-gallon barrel, and burn them right in the inauguration. I hope that's what happens. I hope we fuel a little fire to keep people warm with some executive orders that have been signed recently.
You don't want to burn them and then fill the 55-gallon drum with some cement and sink it to the Potomac?
No, I'd rather sell the 55-gallon drum with 9mm ammunition and take a handful for free as kind of a door prize for coming to Washington, D.C. But we have some work to do in the district because it's still a felony to have a spent shell casing in your pocket or on your person.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C.
There's a guy right now. I think he's a lawyer. He got found guilty because he had two Civil War era projectiles, musket balls or something, and they caught him for that. That was illegal.
Yeah, so. And that's bizarre. You know, common sense has to come out somewhere. And think about this, folks. These are the people that are responsible for operating this country. Whether all they're doing is turning the light switch on, I question their ability to do that. When they're talked into, don't forget, there was hearings. There was discussion on bills like this. They were passed, and the mayor signed them, or whoever doing things let this happen. What kind of rationale and reasoning do you have? And can you be trusted outside of your house? And we have to put our foot down. We have to stop wasteless, needless legislation, regulation, and laws like that. Because you know what? All the do-gooders out there, and all the progressives that say, well, President Obama never took your guns. Well, that's a bunch of crap, because every restriction you put on your gun, every form I got to fill out, every time I have to go to a gun store and prove that I can own this firearm or walk with this firearm is a restriction. Every waiting period, everything that's done to make it harder for you and I is a gun restriction. I was in my friendly neighborhood right-to-arms firearms today doing some work for the NRA Foundation, and he showed me the new NICS check form. Well, and I didn't realize this, and if you have a medical marijuana card, guess what? You can't buy a gun.
They had provisions on there too for personal sales too. They were all anticipating Hillary being reelected. We're coming up on the next break. We're coming up on the next break. I want to expand on what you've started there, simply because it is a compelling thing to talk about. Because they're still pushing. But hey, if you're out there and you have a concealed carry permit, if you're in a state where you can carry a gun in your car without any sort of permit, and there are plenty of them, if you're in a state where you don't need a permit to carry a gun, if you use a gun in self-defense, all things become equal then. You're going to need legal representation. This is the best bang for the buck. Covers everything you need. Covers cleaning your carpet. Covers cleaning your mind and everything else that you're going to want. That's Second Call Defense. Go to secondcalldefense.org. Drop my name down there. Something special happens. I'm not exactly sure what anymore. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. CEO and founder Sean Maloney joining me again. I want to go back to the thing about is there any such thing as too enthusiastic a self-defense for a attorney to defend when it comes to with a gun, like using too big of a caliber? Is that even a thing? Is that something I shouldn't even be concerned with that?
No, I don't think you should be concerned about that. Anything, any firearm that you legally purchase, obviously. There's people that use 12-gauge shotguns to defend themselves in their homes. There's people who use AR-15s. They use whatever they have at their disposal, whatever they properly trained to use. I mean, that's a problem. What gives somebody the authority over you or I or any of our listeners to think, to be able to tell us when, how, and if we will protect our gift of life? The law-abiding citizen, never convicted of a felony, you know, don't tread on me. And I think, reasonably speaking, what caliber is too big? You know, and how much of a threat is too much of a threat? Our job to protect our life and that of our loved ones is to stop the threat. We're not, you know, we're not trying to make headshots. We're not trying to get chest shots. We're not trying to hit somebody in the leg or in the groin. We're trying to stop the threat. And whatever is best serves to stop the threat is what you use. And how many times do you hear over and over and over again, you carry the biggest firearm that you can operate and handle properly. You want, you know, I guess in this case, bigger is certainly better because, you know, you want to be able to stop the threat. And folks, you know, with YouTube out there and all the videos out there, you'll be able to realize that very rarely does a person collapse to the ground like in Hollywood if they're shot. Oftentimes it takes more than one. And the fight's not over. If you ever get shot, yeah, you know, I was going to say you got to get meaner than cat piss and smell like it too, and that's when the fight begins. And don't give up, because there's been too many people that, you know, have died of shock because they got shot in the hand. You know, there's documented cases of that. You got to be mentally prepared to fight, and I will defend anybody who uses lethal force because they're in fear of death or serious bodily injury. And in my mind, you use whatever's at your disposal. And, you know, how much is too much? When I'm protecting my life and the life of my friends or loved ones or a police officer or anybody, nothing is too big.
So, okay, that puts my mind at ease. Now, should I, as a defendant...
Are you carrying a Glock 20, Bill?
Well, I'm getting ready to send it. It's going to California for Agency Arms to play with it a little bit and do a couple of things to it. But yeah, I think I'm going to either that or 29.
You know what? I wanted to get a 29. I have a 20 in the safe, and I've shot it and I love it. And Ted Nugent, by the way, that's the standard carry gun for everyone who's going to go out 20. That's all he carries.
Yeah. You know, with the reason I'm going to send it to the agency is they'll do a little bit of shaving on it, and it won't be as narrow as a Glock 17 or 22 or 23 or 19, but it will be narrower, and it will have a reduced grip, and it will feel better, and it will shoot better. And I've had them before. I've never shot them a lot. I've always thought of it as sort of a novelty thing, and now I'm sort of thinking, in this era of big trucks, because, you know, Islam, they look at weaponizing everything they can. And we've already had one of those here with Ohio State, right? We've had that in Ohio State. So.
Yep. You know what? Our society has changed. If you look at the past 8 years, not only what Obama's done, but what he's let happen to this country. You know, everything is a weapon against us. Everybody potentially can be someone who wants to kill us. So it makes sense. You know what? I wouldn't mind carrying a Agency Arms modified Glock 10 with the proper ammunition to penetrate an engine block. That would be great.
Well,
I wish everybody had one.
If things go right, if you will make yourself available at the NRA show, I think I talked to Nugent's people today, and I think that I and some I'm trying to put together a little group of people to meet with him at the NRA show, and one of the people is going to be Agency Arms.
Well, you know what, folks? I want you to listen to this. I name drop Ted Nugent because I happen to know what he carries and watch his TV show. Feel free to meet with Ted Nugent and call Ted Nugent's people. So, you know, now you know where the real power is, no matter how good he tries to make me look and sound.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, exactly. I'm just like a kingmaker. Sort of like, that makes me sort of like Karl Rove, doesn't it? The architect.
Absolutely. I would put you a step above Karl Rove because I never had heard Karl Rove talk about how important my Second Amendment rights are, nor what he's going to get done to his carry gun.
Or, you know, carry a 10 millimeter for that matter.
Right? Exactly.
The work is not done, is it? Because they're going to continue to push. They're going to try to do it on the state level. Although, what happened in Nevada? With the fact that, okay, we got this law passed, but they can't possibly enact it. And the Nevada Attorney General said this law is suspended and it's never going to be done.
Right, and that just shows you, you know, the zealous advocates, unreasonable people that are trying to push anything. But you know what? That is the battle. Bloomberg will ride into town with his $20 million or whatever they decide to spend, and will bring in Microsoft or whoever they want to bring in, or Apple, and whatever they want to do. We should be driving over our iPhones right now and taking them out and using them for target practice and going back to a joy, because you know what? They're the ones who are behind things like this. And that's where the true battle is. It's going to be at the ballot box, because they figure they can bring in and they can tell enough lies and confuse people to get them to vote for things like that. But, you know, the battle has just begun. We won a huge victory. You know what that victory was? Is we got to keep the Supreme Court for a while. And on top of that, you know, we're hoping that we're getting all the justice we deserve. But one thing we can never forget is they are going to continue to attack. Every piece of pro-gun legislation that is going to be put out there is going to be viciously attacked. The sponsors of the bills are going to be attacked. You can't imagine what these people are going to unleash, because they have nothing left right now.
Do you think the fact that, like, we saw this in New York with the SAFE Act, where they wanted to have a ammunition background check registry, which they just simply didn't have the database to do it, so they've had to abandon that. Well, they're having to abandon this universal background check in Nevada. Does this put a pall on them when they look at this? Or, I mean, did they just say, okay, we just got to keep on coming? Because that's what they do. They never quit.
No, they never quit. Every loss, they turn into a victory. I always point out the fact that if you're looking at what happens across the country, it doesn't matter how many victories somebody uses a firearm or self-defense gets, they're going to turn it into something. That's just the way they are, because, and they never had the facts to the statistics on their side, and it keeps getting worse and worse. Because what we've been saying, and what Kleck has been saying, and what all the experts have been saying is more guns, less crime, day after day after day, that's proven to be true. You know, think about the hundreds of millions of guns sold in the last 8 years. There's more firearms in America than there are people. Where's the blood in the street? Where's the carnage? Where's the crazy people running around? They don't exist, but that's going to be their argument. Their argument has to be, what if? What if this happens? And I've faced people in testifying in committees and testifying to the House and the Senate. All they have to say is, what if? Well, you know what? It doesn't happen. Statistically, it doesn't happen. But that doesn't mean that we rest. That means that we push, go as far as we possibly can, because we have one thing behind us, and that's an inalienable right that wasn't given to us by our government. So why in the hell can they restrict it? We got to end that, and we got to take everything we can get and be prepared to fight for it. It's not going to come easy.
Well, before I let you go, before we're running out of time here, when do you want me to call you?
Without the show over.
Okay, in an hour.
All right. Well, you can do it then, but if you want to get some rest, just call me in the morning. I'm free all morning. I got a couple ideas about the Great American Outdoor Show and some things I want to talk to you about the NRA. We have a big bylaws change that's important to every NRA member, and I want to induce you to get on the team. And thank you, everybody, for everything you do.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.